Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. My name is Max. I am here with my phenomenal co-hosts, Alex and Bart.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
And we are back this week with four more songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So we will be digging into the entries from Malta, Ukraine, Finland, and Latvia. Very exciting group. So I guess, yeah, let's just dive in. Our first act this evening is Sarah Bonici from Malta with the song Loop. So
wait. Whose turn is it to root for Malta?
Oh, that's a good question. Have we lost track?
Who liked it last year?
Last year they were
shit, so Alex probably liked them.
So, does that mean it's my turn or your turn? Who was 2019? Oh, I was the one who liked 2019.
So this is you now.
So apparently this is my year.
Okay, I mean, let's see if it holds up.
Let's see if it holds up. All right, let's take a listen to Loop by Sarah Bonici. Since it's my turn to stand Malta, I guess I'll go first. We got our first pop girly of the season, and this is a pretty competent, you know, dancey pop girly bop. I think this is just like competent. It's not really, it doesn't grab me maybe as some other previous entries that we can compare this to, one very specifically does. I think the song is kind of just fine. The dancing is really good. Like, she gets all the moves. There's a lot going on choreographically speaking, but that was pretty compelling to watch. I feel like there's like somehow more than one dance break. I don't know how they manage that, but I mean, in the national final performance, there's one bum note, but otherwise, like, competently performed. She was a little, the way she sings, I think, is just a little breathy, which is an interesting choice. But it's not a bad one. I think it's still, you know, effective. So, a competent pop girly bop from Malta.
I mean, I'm not convinced that she can sing. I think that she's like a really good performer, but if I'm being honest with myself, I don't know if I actually heard her even like try to really sing. No, the dancing and the choreography was like really intriguing, but on like the song, the choreography, the outfit, I can think of like four Eurovision songs that it's impersonating. It's really not super original. And then on top of the fact that she can't really sing, I mean, I'm sure I'm gonna like rock out to it when we're there, but like right now watching it, I'm like, no, been there, done that. I needed something fresh. This is not fresh. I'm going to pass.
I would have to kind of agree. I mean, I can't, like, not love, like, a confident girl bop. It does. I mean, first of all, the whole song feels like a dance break. Like, it's just a dance break on loop. Like, so that's why I feel like I did watch, like, four different dance breaks during that. Yeah, I mean, maybe, I think we're just, like, getting old, but now I'm like, ugh, it just feels like Chanel meets Tom to Replay in a way that, like, if I was coming in with a little fresher eyes, I'd be like, yes, queen, but this time I'm kind of like, okay, like, it just feels a little bit derivative of those, but I could definitely, I feel like it'll grow on me. I definitely still, like, enjoy listening to it. It's catchy. As, like, Max alluded to, I think we're going really heavy on girl bops this year, which I am fucking here for. But, like, with that in mind, like, the divas have to keep up to like stay on top of the game, and I feel like she's a little stuck in a spiral.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean,
in a loop, you mean?
Yeah. She's a little stuck on the loop.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, it's like, if comparisons are always going to be inevitable. So like, I think regardless of what any pop really does, they're going to be like, oh, it's a Chanel ripoff. But at the same time, like, you do have to step it up because there's so many good examples of kind of what's been done. Mm-hmm. That if you're gonna go for that like pop girly, like amazing dance routine while singing thing, you have to be either like really, really competent, like Chanel was, like where you can really, really do all the things like 100% perfectly, or you have to have something like really unique going for you. Like, I think last year Noah Carell was doing like weird, like basically gymnastics, like that was an insane dance break. And it kind of stood out. And that song was also so weird. So, like, mm-hmm. that kind of stood out, right? So you need to find a way to, like, kind of mix up that formula if you're going to go with kind of the standard girl pop. But, you know, I don't want to say you can have too many of them because we're, you know, Bart and I, we're gay men. It's our weak spot. But, you know, maybe they're, and it's our first one for the year so far. So I can't be like, oh, there's too many. But
I guess we've seen better. I feel like Spain was a girl bop, but that's just me.
I mean, in a way.
I feel like Pedestal was a girl bop to me.
Yeah.
I think Pedestal, yeah, it kind of comes across as like, okay, we're like innovating on that formula a little bit, you know? I mean, Pedestal needs to be cleaned up in that live performance for sure, but we're, you know, it's moving that kind of thing forward in mm-hmm. a way that I think this is really kind of stuck in 2018. All right, let us move on to our next country, which is Ukraine, who's sending Alyona Alyona and Jerry Hale with the song Teresa and Maria. Let's take a listen.
Well, I have to say, I enjoy this a lot. Current leader in the odds as of time of recording, Jerry Hale and Alyona Alyona. I have a lot of thoughts. Actually, I think I love this. I think it has a lot of potential. I wouldn't say like slam dunk winner, but I would say of definitely what we listened to so far on the season, the best for me. I think the performance has a lot to clean up. Like, it's not as, like, copy-paste the Beard of Eurovision as Torchy was. I think there's a lot, like, vocally Jerry could improve. Alyona Alyona's, like, rhythm and rap, I think, is great. But, like, vocally Jerry could be a little bit better. I like the hard cut of Alyona Alyona entering, but otherwise, like, they don't do that much. I trust Ukraine. They're going to pull it together for Eurovision. Like, Goa also didn't have that much like in their original Vidbeer, and then had one of the most iconic stagings of recent memory. But I do think there's a lot more they can do. Also, obviously, the filming circumstances in Ukraine is like, they're probably do more for Eurovision than currently in national final. I just love the vibe, though. Again, I know that like, Ukraine has been sending a lot of like kind of like ethnic, spiritually like that music, but something about this one really hits for me. The vocals are amazing. For me, that like last 10 seconds of going back to the operatic is just like so like kind of screams like end of Eurovision winner confetti falling to me. I know that Max thinks the lyrics are horrible. In my mind, I just have to convince myself that Diva Maria isn't the Virgin Mary, because that kind of upsets me. And also to me, it's not, what do they sing? as a human beings, it's like as a human beings, like kind of like really pronunciating the S. Because if you get too deep into it otherwise, like you will be upset. But love it. Love it. Great job, Ukraine. Always, always on board. Always love you. Stand forever.
I mean, interestingly enough, I'm more on board with this than I was. So I've gone on a journey with this. I think when they first released it as one of the Big Beer contestants, I was like, I hate this. Mostly because I have like a very like weird visceral reaction to Jerry Hale. And I think she's tacky. And like in previous iterations, like Vegan was awful. I hated her song.
Even when you're having me, it's my little suicide.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hated her song. I think it was maybe 2 years ago, maybe last year, whatever it was. And just in general, like I've seen other, I mean, she's one of the biggest stars in Ukraine. And so is Alyona Alyona. Like they're, I think at this point, the two biggest like musicians in Ukraine. I'm pretty into Ukrainian pop. So like I've like seen other stuff by her and I've always disliked it. So I'm happy that to see that something clicked maybe, and that she was like, okay, like this outfit is pretty. She's not like doing anything too like tacky, I guess is the word I keep coming back to. I personally, I mean, this is another thought I had when I like saw that they were doing this together. I like personally wish that Alyona Alyona had gone by herself because I really, really like Alyona Alyona and have wanted her to go to Eurovision forever. So I'm happy that she's going, but I wish she was going by herself, but that's another thing. I do actually, this has grown on me a lot. It's, like you said, Bart, such a vibe. It's a really vibey song. It's honestly also just like one hook after another. Like it really sticks in your head. So yeah, I'm like the kind of Slavic English of it is a little cringy for sure. But it, after a while, you do kind of get past it. So, and maybe on, you know, for a first time listener at the contest, they're not going to notice because there's no like lyric video. I do agree with you. I think the staging could be cleaned up. Obviously, you know, they're filming it under very specific circumstances. So, you know, you're not going to have like a great production, but I don't know what that weird Dementor was on stage. I wasn't a fan of that. Alyona Alyona's, I think she could have been styled a little bit better. I thought Jerry actually looked great, but the looks weren't too super cohesive either. So yeah. But like you said, Bart, I have every confidence that Ukraine will bring it out. I mean, they're consistently one of the best Eurovision countries, just hands down. So I have full confidence that they'll come through with the staging. Yeah, and I do think this could potentially be a winner. Honestly, I mean, we're only like 10 songs in, but it's the only one that's given me like proper winner vibes. Like I could see this winning the competition. And I mean, if Ukraine wins a fourth time, like, you know, good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I like it a lot. So you guys kind of covered it.
No original thoughts?
No, I mean, you guys have covered everything from the looks to the vocals. The hooks were good. Jerry's good. It's one of my top. I mean, I would have said kind of similar to what Bart said. So
I'll let you go first next time.
I don't have like a cringe effect to Jerry. Like I thought like her song was like really funny a while back, but I really like seeing her like this. I just like, I agree. Like I prefer her doing this, like being her vocal powerhouse and making more of a statement. It's just beautiful. And I haven't heard this song so many times before, so I didn't pick up on like the English, like Slavicness, but I'm sure that's going to like get to me at some point. But as someone who's doing a run through now, I was like, honestly, this slaps. I'm here for it. So
yeah. I like that it's like super vibey. Like there's nothing about it that's like really hard hitting, but it does like capture you in a weird way. Like, mm-hmm. And just, you get those emotional hits throughout. And yeah, I don't know. It is really good. It's just like a really well-crafted song. Mm-hmm. So, and I do like that it still feels Ukrainian, right? Like, I mean, it has a bit of that traditional element, like in the very beginning, but the whole thing together also still feels super Ukrainian, which I think is, you know, yeah, one of like, the signatures of Ukrainian pop is that they just somehow like make it so like unique to them.
I'm like leaning into like Ukrainian hip hop now, I guess, because that rap was like on point.
That's
like,
not even her best work. Alyona Alyona is so good.
Like, her flow is like so good. Like, mm-hmm. I just like,
and it sounds really good. Like linguistically, it just sounds really good. Like,
yeah, I mean, she's truly, I think, one of the gems of the Ukrainian music scene. So I'm really happy that she's going and that the world gets to experience her. Yeah, no, she's fantastic. Okay, well, that's all of our praise for Ukraine. We can probably go on, but let's move on over to Finland, who is sending Windows 95 Man.
This is truly, we're hitting everything today kind of episode.
I mean, so far this season, like, has any song been even remotely like any of the other songs yet? Like,
I mean, Loop, but not of this season.
Exactly, yeah, right? Like, they've all been completely different. And now we're going over to a little bit of Euro dance, Euro pop, early 2000s nostalgia moment with Windows 95 Man and the song No Rules. So let's take a listen. No rules!
So, little known fact, actually, they reached out to all Scandinavians for this song and said, "We need your genes, and we can't tell you what it's for." I believe they called them cowboy pants. We need your cowboy pants, and this was the final outcome of it. And yeah, was it a song?
Yeah.
It was an experience. It was a moment in time. It was eye-opening. I don't think that any of us will ever be the same after having watched it. I know that I stand very firm in my lesbianism after seeing so many men in jorts. But yeah, I kind of loved it, even though the guy couldn't sing. And it was really stupid. I think I liked it. I think I did. Yeah.
Guys, I'm really getting winter vibes. absolutely not. No. No. It's just no. Please, no.
Wait, but the
I kept on being like, I'm gonna be so mad if I end up liking it. And then it was
over. You will.
And I was like, oh no. No.
When this comes on at the club, you're gonna go and say,
you're gonna be like, no rules.
Is the live version better? How much do they auto-tune his voice enough on the studio version?
Enough, yeah.
Do you like it, Max?
I thought I didn't, and then for like a full week after this performance, I literally couldn't think of a single other song in my head. Like, it just truly lived in there rent-free for a full week, and I like nothing else, like no information, no, like, I don't know. I couldn't retain any other memories. It was just in there the whole time. And I think I love it now.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. I think I unashamedly love this now.
I love how we're all just like,
I feel like
this is like everything I hate about the cutesy Norwegian and Danish entries, but with like unattractive people, which makes it even worse.
And it's like,
and I don't even mean that as a diss. I'm like you're purposefully unattractive because they're in like crazy jorts and he has the crazy Windows 95 outfit.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like they were like, go crazy, and then we're going to give you a massive amount of ketamine before the performance and just kind of see what happens.
I wish I was on ketamine for that performance. Because then I needed a lot of those brain cells deleted.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, part of me is like, yeah, this can stay in the past with Windows 95, but on the other hand, I'm like, I had fun.
I think, but
I also really like Halo featuring Tia Maria. So
yeah, no, I think this one may be too gimmicky. Like, at least in the Norwegian one, like the beat was like interesting. Like, there were components of it where you're like, okay, there's like a dance. This is like, they can't even sing.
No.
It might be too much.
I would say, I feel like give That Wolf a Banana, and even my AI was like gimmicky, but like very crisp in a way that like made it feel like a production still. And then Halo was like a shit EDM bop song, but like performed really earnestly in a way that like kind of made you love it. And then this one is like the worst of both worlds, like a weird gimmicky like old song, but then like also kind of a hot mess production wise in a way that
it feels like you know that they weren't even really performing, that they were just having a good time making fun of it in a way, like mocking it in a way.
Yeah, I think it might be like,
I changed my mind, I don't like it.
Too self-aware meta, you know what I mean? Like, there's it's kind of what made something like Halo camp was how earnest it was, you know?
Or
with Wolves, that it was like a really like slick package. And this, like, I won't say it doesn't feel earnest, because I feel like maybe the singer, I think his name is Henry Pispainen, is actually, you know, pretty earnestly giving it all. But I don't need those like Gunter, you know, vocals from Windows 95 Man, which I hate even saying, honestly.
No, but I think that based on everything that we just said, I have firmly decided that I do not like it.
Well,
that'll change like 10 more times, but
yeah, no,
let's stop talking about it so that it doesn't change right now.
No, I'm just saying, like, I will jam to it in the club, but it is as a Eurovision entry now.
Okay. But yeah, but in Malmö, we're going to be raving to this. Yeah.
Well, yeah, in Malmö, there are no rules.
No rules.
There are rules for this podcast.
All right. Well, let's stop talking about it and move on to Latvia. So Latvia chose Dons with the song Hollow to represent them. He was the winner of Supernova, their national selection. So let's take a listen to what's coming out of Latvia. I won't change. Oh, it's like a bad disease that I can't shake. I don't want to lose me so cruelly. I'm drifting in and out of who I am, so help me understand.
Okay, so he looked like he just, like, escaped prison, and, like, I'm a little afraid, but he has a really good voice. I really like the song. I'm a little surprised by the staging, because, like, he kind of creeps me out as a person, but, like, I don't know if I would just have him on stage. Like, I'd, like, try to hide the creepiness a little bit, but I thought the song was really sweet, and he has great vocals. Like, he hit those notes. I felt it in my bones, as well as creeped out. But I can't wait to see what the staging is going to kind of look like for this. It's going to be really interesting. But I thought that the song was really good. It had a good bridge. I was entertained throughout. Yeah.
I don't know if I would say creepy, but yeah, I think there's something, there's some disconnect there with like the styling and the staging and the song itself. I think the song is, yeah, really beautiful. I think
he's reacclimating to society because he just got out of prison, and that's what I'm catching up on. That's what it is.
But yeah, I don't know. There's the song, I think, is really beautiful. I think he sings it really well. It's really emotional. It's got, you know, it's very heartfelt and earnest. But yeah, there's some disconnect there. So I'm curious if there's a way to revamp the staging a little bit, to really just maybe focus on like getting that emotion across the screen. Cause there is a lot of it in that song. So yeah, just connecting with the audience or something like that. Yeah, I think the biggest comparison this year to anything would probably, I mean, its biggest competition would probably be France so far. And I think this actually stands above that one for me. I think it's got a bit more earnestness to it. And it's a little, maybe, I don't want to say less generic, because it's not like we haven't heard this kind of song before, but there's something, it feels more authentic, a little more earnest than France did. So yeah, I think a solid entry from Latvia. I think there's a chance it could actually maybe get them out of the semifinal for once, but we've been wrong before. So
yeah, the whiplash from Finland to this is still like setting me for a fucking ride. I'd agree. Actually, I would say, like, I kind of agreed. Like, I was going to say, like, I think the first one that came to mind for me was creepy, like Alex said. But I actually want to change that. And I feel like it's honestly just, like, a little unsettling because of how intense it is. Like, when you're watching it, like, which is, like, fascinating to watch, I think would be a turnoff for a lot of people. So I hope that they, like, find a way to stage it and maybe, like, soften the edges a little bit. But it's, like, also really mesmerizing. Like, you can tell the song, like, means a lot to him. It's very personal. Like, all of his veins are, like, throbbing. Like, it's, like, very intense in a way that almost feels, like, a little creepy or unsettling to, like, watch. Like, almost, like, a little voyeuristic because it feels, like, so personal. But so in a way that, like, I don't know. I feel like we might see the exact same thing on the Eurovision stage, and it might not be amazing. But I could also see someone, like, taking this and, like, nuancing it, finessing it into something that would be, like, incredibly powerful. Because the stage presence is, like, I don't know. I just, like, it's, like, hard to forget. Like, it's so memorable and distinctive. And, like, I feel like that is, like, kind of, even for, like, a male ballad, like, it feels, like, very intense and, like, leaves an impression on you because of just, like, how really stark it was and, like, how intense the song is.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. I think, yeah, it's unsettling because it is kind of, like, it's so intense. And, yeah, I hope they do clean it up. I think, yeah, like, restyle him a bit and just, yeah, really figure out, and I guess I don't have a suggestion for this, but really figure out a way to, like, kind of direct the emotion, because it really just kind of comes all at you at once, and it almost makes you uncomfortable. But there's a way to kind of direct it in a way that is to maximum effect without, like, giving you, like, a wall of emotion at once.
I completely agree. Like, you, like, that intensity, if it was, like, the last minute, would be, like, so amazing. But when, like, in second two of the performance, it's, like, level 120 intensity already, you're kind of just like, what is happening? Like, yeah. What is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Latvia is sending something that I think might actually, you know, get them into the final. Again, I think it all depends on staging. I think people, yeah, if it's too intense, people might be turned off and not vote for it. But I think there's a lot of potential here. Again, I don't want to say winner vibes because it's Latvia, and we literally predicted Latvia would win with Eat Your Veggies, and they didn't even get out of the final, get out of the semis. So, cursed with Latvia. But there is a universe where this is the thing that really captures people, you know, in a way that, like, maybe Salvador Sobral or someone like that did, where it's like a really, or Arcade even, where it's like a really emotional ballad, and if it's really well staged, it stands out from everything else that we've had so far. Yeah, so I think this actually does have, like, a whole lot of potential to do really well at the competition if they can edit it, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is our episode. Thank you all so much for listening. We're going to have many more episodes left to come as we go through the rest of the songs for this season. So we will see you in 2 weeks with a new episode and the next 4 songs. In the meantime, please follow us on Twitter or X at SSC_pod. We've been tweeting along with some national finals. There's a few more left out there as this episode comes out. So yeah, we'll see you online, and we'll see you in a few weeks for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening, and yeah.
Tschüss und Tag.
Bye, everyone.